Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
West. That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. And if you've never been to ETF Trends, check it out, because it's not just about, hey, here's a pick or whatever. There's a lot of ETF news and a lot of things that you can use to become a better, smarter, savvier ETF investor. For more information, it's not just the ETFtrends.com website. It is at ETFtrends on Twitter, or, of course, follow Tom Lydon there as well. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
any ETF where you can get a tax loss.
Wow. Okay. So we're going in a very different direction. It is any ETF you can sell at a tax loss. So it's actually turning losers into winners, I guess. I probably should have said the ETF of the week is anything you can sell at a tax loss. But the answer here is we're trying to make lemons into lemonade, right?
Well, that's it. And again, first and foremost, I don't know about you, but I'm not a CPA, and I don't think you are. So first and foremost, whatever we say today, don't take it to heart unless you check with your CPA. That's most important.
Absolutely.
But we're at the time of year where, as we close out the year and people are looking at their investments, they're looking at gains and losses, and there are a lot of people who are using ETFs. Some have had some great gains over the last few years. Some have had some losses. And also, a lot of people have mutual funds that maybe over the years just haven't held up. Maybe they declined through the financial crisis and never came back. Or maybe they're individual equities that you thought would eventually come to life that haven't. We always have an opportunity at this time of year to take losses. So it's important because many people are utilizing ETFs not just for taking the losses, but also for taking the losses on whatever that individual security is and also replicating that security or replicating that fund in the form of an ETF that happens to be in the same asset class, right?
Yes, exactly.
So with that in mind, a couple things. First of all, we know that every investor has the ability to generate at least or up to $3,000 of losses per year that they can write off against ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's important to understand pertaining to ETFs, if for some reason you have a loss in your ETF and you want to take that loss, you can't buy that same ETF back within 30 days and take the loss. Or in the case of ETFs, you have to look at the underlying index. And if it's the S&P 500 that you happen to have a loss in, and I can't imagine that being the case in 2013, but if that were the case, you can't buy another ETF that has that same underlying index.
Here's where I will disagree with you. In the mutual fund world, they basically said you could. In the mutual fund world, they said you're buying a different fund, so you're not buying the same investment.
Well, here's where I might challenge you, Chuck. If you look at current rulings, if the underlying index is identical, regardless if the funds are different or the sponsors are different, the SEC, the way they're looking at it today, is it's a like investment.
Okay.
So maybe this is something you and I are going to have to report back on.
I haven't looked at ETFs, but the substantially similar rule, and it's not the SEC, it's the IRS because it's a tax rule. The substantially similar rule, the IRS has always said in the past that a different fund is a different fund. And that has been, so again, when we talk about checking with your tax attorney, find out what your accountant or your enrolled agent or your tax attorney says on this one, because they will go with whatever they're comfortable defending. Whether it's what Tom understands, which again, it may be different for ETFs than it is for traditional mutual funds. But it's an interesting case in point, and it shows the complexity of the rule.
It does, and at least we're talking about here, you and I are supposed experts, and we're not 100% sure. So as I'm looking at the current rules, they say it follows through to the underlying index regardless of who the sponsor is. So if you have separate sponsors, that's great, but that doesn't say that it's not identical. And as you point out, in the fund industry, it's quite different because the funds, to some degree, could be greatly similar, but if they're different in any way...
Yeah, how they replicate the index.
That's right. Now, today, obviously, the S&P 500 has done well in the last few years, but there might be other areas. And one, for example, emerging markets. So emerging markets have not done as well in the past year. So there are many emerging market ETFs out there. If you take the loss and you're looking to replicate the investment, make sure that you're buying an ETF, an emerging market ETF, that follows a separate underlying index. And then finally, there's some areas of the market, if you've got commodity related, especially gold or miners, that have had terrible performance this year, you might look at them and say, geez, let me take some of these losses and offset them with the gains that you've got so far this year. That might be the right thing to do, but you also have other choices in those areas so you can replicate that asset class too.
The moral of the story here is don't hang on to break even. Understand that your break even point, courtesy of tax rules, is actually, even with a loss, a little bit down.
Well, right. Absolutely. But I think the biggest thing is this time of year is we're all caught up in the holidays. Take a minute, look at your portfolio. Many people should be very happy with what they're doing so far this year. And then the other thing is the bond market, right? So a lot of money, $2 trillion, has moved into fixed income mutual funds and ETFs in the past 3 or 4 years. There might be a lot of people with losses too. So take that into account as well.
So the moral of the story...
A loser is a loser.
It's not that a loser is a loser. It's that a loser is an opportunity to harvest your tax losses and turn it into something better. And if you want more information on how to do it, well, check out ETF Trends. It's ETFTrends.com on Twitter, at ETF Trends. And of course, you can follow Tom Lydon, at Tom Lydon. Tom is the president of Global Trends Asset Management and my guest every Thursday on Money Life. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck. Happy holidays.
All right. There's much more to go on the Thursday, December 19th edition of Money Life. So stick around. We're coming up with Marianne Bartels from U.S. Wealth Management for Merrill Lynch.
Go home, you losers.
Nah, take the loss.